Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
Former President Donald Trump has been indicted for his role in overturning the 2020 election. He is charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Trump has argued it's an attempt by the government to disrupt his campaign for the GOP presidential nomination in 2024, for which he is the leading candidate. It is the former president's third indictment this year. New York Attorney General Letitia James' civil fraud case against him goes to trial in the fall. As sweltering heat continues to bake the U.S., workers' rights groups are concerned about a new law in Texas reversing local ordinances requiring 10-minute breaks every 4 hours for people working outside. More than 110 congressional lawmakers wrote the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, urging them to implement a federal workplace heat standard. But Julie Fulcher with Public Citizen, a nonprofit consumer rights group, says OSHA needs an interim and permanent rule as soon as possible.
OSHA is currently working on developing a workplace heat standard. However, on average, it takes OSHA about 7 to 8 years to do a rule from beginning to end. They are working on it, they're chugging along, but we're at least a couple of years out from getting a rule.
Legal challenges have been mounted against Idaho's law banning interstate travel for abortion care for people under age 18. In particular, a federal judge barred enforcement of part of the law, which stops medical providers from referring patients across state lines for care. Wendy Hyped, senior reproductive rights counsel with Legal Voice, which worked to file an injunction, says the law is unconstitutional.
It offends the right to travel, both travel within Idaho and travel across state lines, which you cannot restrict for Americans because you don't like what they're going to do. You can't tell them they can't drive somewhere because you don't like what they're driving to do.
The U.S. State Department has launched a Bureau of Global Health Security and Diplomacy. The Bureau's mission is to take action on infectious diseases spreading, a goal underscored by the COVID-19 pandemic and the spread of HIV/AIDS across the globe. Ambassador-at-Large Dr. John Nkengasong will head the new bureau.
Therefore, launching this bureau comes at a critical point because, as others have said, we recognize that the frequency of the health threats are increasing because of the greater connectivity, globalization, climate change, population growth, food insecurity, and many others.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.